Patrick Huberti, up and running in 2024 with a victory. Comfortable off outing on the end against Armagh tonight?
Yeah, listen, they went out with a very inexperienced side, but we had a couple of debutants as well. But listen, just good to get the game under our belt, and a couple of lads making their debut there, so all good.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of talk, a lot of excitement around Donegal football. Did you expect nearly 4,000 people here tonight to watch a McKenna Cup game?
No, not really. No, it was a good crowd there. We probably did expect it, to be honest, yeah. But it was a bit of a buzz back, but we're keeping our feet in the ground in there.
Yeah, and listen, it was very evident early on who was going to come out on top of that game. It was just basically a case of you guys going through the motion and getting as much game time in the legs as possible, was it, Patrick?
Exactly, hey, and listen, we've put in a good bit of training there, and it's good to get a bit of game time in. I thought they set up well in the first half. Yeah. They kept it really, really compact. It was actually difficult enough in there, but we got the two goals in. Obviously, that they had to push it even more, and we started to find the gaps in.
Yeah. Well, listen, you were one of four players that started and finished the game. A lot of changes made there, so it just sort of shows the direction Donegal's going, and things are good within the panel at the minute.
Aye, listen, you go every night to training, and it's competitive, and that's the way you want it to be. There's people fighting for their places there, and it's not going to be an easy team to pick, and just about keeping bodies in the pitch, staying healthy, and see where it takes us.
What's it like in the second stint under Jim McGuinness? You, of course, were there back in his first term. What's it like now in term two under him?
It's good. Listen, it's different to what we've done there the last couple of years. Obviously, he's taken a lot of his coaching experience in from the soccer. It's gone up two or three levels, to be honest. So we're all enjoying it. All the young lads are really, really enjoying it, and myself included. Really looking forward to getting the training. Any night we are training, and just taking in the information, and hopefully bringing it to the games down the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And next up, Tyrone, you're going to be expecting a tougher test come Sunday.
Tyrone will be two or three levels above that there tonight, and they're one of the top teams in Ireland, so. We'll go up our game big time.
Yep. And listen, what do you want out of this McKenna Cup ahead of the league, Patrick?
Listen, we just take every game as it comes. Every training session, we just take it as it comes, and then every game, hey. And I suppose every lad's looking to put up their hand and impress Jim and get his place in the team. Yeah. And get the bodies right now for the start of the National League. And listen, if we can get to a final, all the better.
I know that you were very privileged and honoured to be Donegal captain last year. When Jim approached you this time around, it was another very easy yes for you.
You wouldn't say no to it, so I'm just happy out there, and it's an honour to lead the lads there. They're a great bunch of lads.
Yeah. And just finally, obviously you had your injury problems last year. You stuck a full game tonight. How's the body?
Good, hey, listen, good pre-season put in there. The pitch was heavy as hell, to be honest. It was very, very hard to get going, but just happy to see the game out, train now. Before the Tyrone game, and hopefully get another full game there.